big day for us here at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It's our 18th birthday, 18 years of hot sports opinions, and coming up here in 1 hour at 8:15, we'll talk about our 18th anniversary. Right now, it's Muse in the News with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. All right, all right. Did anyone watch the debate last night, you know, now that we're down a few?
No.
We've just got it down to Gingrich, Ron Paul, Spit Romney, and Rick Santorum.
I have debate burnout because there's a debate every other night.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of them. Plus, we had a Maverick game on last night. They were debating these Phoenix Suns.
Don't you know what's important? What's important is
Western
politics.
Western Conference team.
Politics. So, it got more heated last night than it has.
Did you hear that drop?
Not really. What was that?
Crank up the buzzer, and now it stopped the music.
Jeez Louise Francis.
New studio kinks. Fight through it.
Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
That's not great.
No, it's not.
Yeah, just crank up the drops.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Level on drops there. Okay.
Best friends. So it got more heated last night than it has been in other debates as Gingrich and Romney are slugging it out. But get this. You know, Mitt Romney, he led Newt Gingrich by 23 points 8 days ago. But a nationwide Gallup poll based on a 5-day rolling average yesterday put Romney at 29% and Newt Gingrich at 28%. Pretty darn close. And then a poll in Florida, which is where they're debating and they're battling for, I think Florida has 50 electoral votes that are at stake. Gingrich is actually leading Mitt Romney 38% to 33%.
Wow.
Mark that under, who gives a
And I'm going to tell you, I think that for some reason or another, I think that Mitt is more electable than Gingrich in a general election.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Republicans hand us Newt, I think that Newt's just going to be, I think Newt can win the debates with the president.
I don't know if he can win the election, though.
Yeah, but we don't vote on winning debates or policy. We vote on looks and gossip. And Newt has both of those things working against him.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the hell is happening?
I was trying something. Fight through it.
Because Newt divorces, like, I forget what the stat is. He divorces half the people with cancer and half the people with MS.
Oh, my.
It's something like that, yes.
All right, so we do have some impressive audio from last night's Republican debate. This is Mitt Romney talking about whether or not he wants immigrants to speak English.
English is the language of this nation. People need to learn English to be able to be successful, to get great jobs. We don't want to have people limited in their capacity to achieve the American dream because they don't speak English.
See, here's the thing with Mitt. He answers perfectly every time. He gets in there that he thinks that immigrants should speak English. So that gives us our conservative applause point, making it sound like, yeah, you're going to force them to speak English.
Right.
Speak English. Speak English or I'll hit you in the face. So he makes it kind of sound like that at first. So then conservatives get satisfied. And then he backs it up with the softer reasoning of, because that's what helps you economically and helps you get jobs and helps you thrive in this country.
Right.
So he's got it covered.
SWAT.
Romney also says that Gingrich resigned as Speaker of the House in disgrace, and he just had to bring that up.
Looking for a person who can lead this country in a very critical time, lead the free world, and the free world has to lead the entire world. I think it's about leadership, and the Speaker was given an opportunity to be the leader of our party in 1994, and at the end of 4 years, he had to resign in disgrace.
Indeed.
The word disgrace is harsh.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you okay?
Well, I got hiccups.
Oh.
It's driving me nuts. Don't you hate the hiccups that last like 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. Boo. That scare him out of us?
Oh, gosh.
Scare him worse than that.
So Newt had to respond, and he explained why he resigned.
I left the speakership after the 1998 election because I took responsibility for the fact that our results weren't as good as they should be. I think that's what a leader should do. I took responsibility, and I didn't want to stay around as Nancy Pelosi has. I wanted to get out and do other things.
I'm assuming he said some more things after he said the...
And some other stuff.
Yeah. Oh! Dang it.
Hey, Gordo, speaking to your thought that Gingrich is not as good for the Republican Party as Romney would be, that site Real Clear Politics, pretty good down the middle site that does a good job of collecting all the poll data and then giving you an average.
Yes.
If the presidential election were held today and it was Obama versus Romney, according to their polling, Obama would win 47% to 45%. Very close.
There you go.
If it were Obama versus Gingrich, Obama would win 50% to 39%.
Told you.
Instead of a 2-point separation, which there is between Obama and Romney, there's an 11-point separation between Obama and Gingrich. So it would be an Obama landslide if it's Newt, but it would be almost too close to call if it were Romney.
And in Newt's explanation for why he resigned, that he wasn't getting the results.
Does Rich need to take over? Can you do this?
Can he?
Please, can I please? Please.
No, turn off his mic.
Please let me do that.
Oh, a hiccup in Gordon is about 40 times greater than just regular Rich.
Is it?
Gingrich's explanation that you quit if you're not getting the results that you want, that's a good lesson for the president. Just a president that resigns in the middle of his term just because he didn't get some legislation passed, so F it.
Can't believe you've been drinking this early in the morning.
I don't know why I have the hiccups right now.
Hold your breath.
I tried that, like right before.
Put your arms above your head.
Oh!
Get upside down.
All right.
Hold your arms. There you go.
Gosh. George.
Gordon.
Okay, arms above the head and hold breath?
No, just arms above your head for like an hour.
Well, I think you're just making me do something that's unnecessary then.
No, that helps.
Gingrich and Romney also argued with each other over earnings.
What's the gross revenue of Bain in the years you were associated with it? What's the gross revenue?
Very substantial, but I think it's irrelevant compared to the fact that you were working for Freddie Mac.
Wait a second.
You were working
very
for
substantial? Did Bain ever do any work with any company, which did any work with the government, like Medicare?
We didn't do any work with the government. I didn't have an office in K Street.
So they're going back and forth on that. And I didn't see the entire video clip there. What is Newt's point? That Bain,
he made a lot of money?
Yeah, it was really successful, so... We can't be for you, Mitt, because you did well. Oh, gosh. I'm going to vomit. So anyway, that was a part of the debate. Mitt has a release. Mitt has released his taxes for 2010. He paid $3 million in taxes. And already I've heard a lot of people saying online that, and also on the radio, that, hey, Mitt paid less taxes than secretaries and teachers.
Percentage-wise.
They don't say that. They just say that Mitt paid less taxes, which is misleading.
He paid $3 million on $45 million of income, right?
No, it was $6 million over $45 million the last 2 years, so that's been like $22 million or something.
He paid $3.2 million in for 2011 on an income of $21 million dollars.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
I know.
A second.
It's, believe me.
Just let it slide by and don't make it so audible.
Yeah, don't
just
go
gyrate and all that nonsense. Just fight through it.
Now, okay. Those sounds.
I'm sorry. I don't know that this has ever happened to me in news in the news. It's like the worst possible time.
What? They're coming more rapid fire now.
I know. Okay. So Barack Obama is going to speak to the nation tonight for the State of the Union address.
Mark that under who gives a
Stop marking everything that, all right? Every news story I've
We're
given you so far,
the levels, okay?
He's marked as me.
I'm not going to be able to do any stories.
Don't make it that obnoxious. Okay. So he's going to be stating the union. He's giving the State
Gosh,
of the Union.
Gordon, you're in
George.
That's not me. That's you.
What the hell is going on? There. Y'all going to watch that? Anybody?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Watch
no,
the
you're
State
not.
Of the Union.
You're not going to watch the State of the Union. You don't care anything about it.
I care about everything.
Gabrielle Giffords. Gabrielle Giffords. She was, as part of her final act before she exits Congress.
Jeez.
You don't have to make it this painful.
She is going to finish what she started a year ago. She's going to finish the Congress on your corner meeting.
That you mean
that's what she was doing?
The
when she
actual event where she got shot. She's going to go back there and finish the
okay.
Congress on your corner.
Okay.
Does she really need to do that? I mean, wouldn't you be paranoid to do that?
No, because Jared Lee Loeffner is locked up.
Yeah, but any other nut who wants to imitate him, this is the perfect opportunity for them. Same setting, maybe get one through the right hemisphere this time. That's what I'd be worried about.
Yeah, but I'm guessing the security will be ultra tight for this one.
Yeah, a lot tighter than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was very disappointed to see how little the JFK hearse actually fetched at auction. Yeah. They were going to have it for, you know, they were thinking it may get is up to $1 million.
Mm-hmm. From you?
No. No. It ended up only getting $160,000.
Lee Harvey.
Only $160,000. Why can't I say that? Along with a $16,000. My God, you sound like Otis from Mayberry.
The RV Oswald.
What causes hiccups?
It's some weird contraction in your diaphragm, right? Or spasm.
I don't wear
in
one of
diaphragm.
Those. I wear condoms.
Ow.
Now, it was up for auction, I think, a year ago, and
you're making this so much worse than it has
I'm
to be.
I'm not. I swear to you, I'm not Giorgio. I'm trying to. I'm an audible hiccupper. Other people, you
like,
know,
like I'm a scream vomiter.
You're a scream vomiter. There's the women who are like scream sneezers. And I'm a audible hiccupper. Yeah, so this thing tried to sell like a year ago, and they were hoping for $1 million, and they and they rejected a bid for $900,000. The owner said that.
Why is it causing you to
say? I don't know. The owner said that $900,000, not enough. Not enough. He wanted $1 million. And then he waits and then puts it back on the auction block and finally just let it go for $160,000. So,
what are you going to do with it? How's that going to be in it? No, with the hurt. I mean, is that,
I'll probably park it down in the parking garage instead of.
Take it to work?
Yeah. Oh!
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Joe Paterno's funeral arrangements, for those of you who are planning on attending, there will be two public viewings held on campus. One.
Really?
Yeah. This afternoon, you can go see his Joe Pa's dead body. I don't know if are you allowed to touch it, or are they going to put it in like a glass case?
I don't think they're going to let people touch it.
Why not? You rub his monkey paw for good luck. Isn't that what you do at like seafood restaurants? I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
What are you talking about? A seafood restaurant.
What?
I'm having a...
Could you give us a roadmap on that?
There's a lack of oxygen in my brain right now, so it's just kind of misfiring. And so, anyway. So, yeah, they're having one this out. You all right,
Gosh,
George? That was your accent
You're
there.
You're clearly making the noises over there.
He's hiccuping out of both ends.
They're having a viewing this afternoon from 1 to 11 p.m. I'm assuming that's local time in Deathland. And then also one tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Perhaps the ticket will cover that live tomorrow morning on this show. Joe Pa viewing.
Here he is. His dead body coming into view.
When are they putting him in the ground?
I don't think they are. Aren't they doing the catapult deal?
The catapult deal.
Yeah. They're like going to fire him through the goalpost or something. And then whoever catches his glasses wins the rest of the body. That's what they do at seafood restaurants.
Be able to pet his monkey paw like you can at seafood restaurants. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
By far the worst muse in the news in the history of radio.
This may have been the best muse I've ever heard.
Oh, gosh. Go away. Gosh, I can't stand these. Does the paper bag thing work?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like when you put it over the girl's head? You don't notice it as
much? Yeah, let us put a paper bag over your head.
And then make love to a girl? Well, what works? What gets rid of the hiccups?
I know holding your breath.
I've tried
water.
It.
Go upside down. Can you do a headstand or handstand?
I think the holding the breath, the drinking the water just replicates the holding the breath. I think that's why they make you drink water, because they know that you're holding your breath at the same time.
Okay.
And the scaring, I don't know why that would work.
What else?
You mean in Muse in the News or to help me with my hiccup?
How about
problem?
Birthdays?
All right. Birthdays today. Man, I didn't get to so many good stories. Men in wigs. We got guys blaming crime on ghosts. It's funny. All right. Birthdays today. Actor Ernest Borgnine is still alive at the age of 95.
Academy awesome. Award winner.
Was he?
Yep.
For what?
Best supporting actor in...
Marty?
On the Waterfront?
Something like that.
Streetcar?
Streetcar named Waterfront.
Desire. Jaws?
Ray Stevens is 73.
Greatness.
Aaron Neville, 71.
It worked. Oh. I thought Gosh, singing like did. Aaron Neville would get rid of him.
How about Neil Diamond? 71.
Some greatness Ooh. There.
Izzy, what's your favorite Neil Diamond song?
Ooh.
Reverend Blue Jeans.
That's a good one. I like Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Is it Yakov Smirnoff?
Yes.
Or do you pronounce it with a J?
Yak.
Don't call me a yak.
Don't talk back.
Oh, God. Yakov Smirnoff, 61. Jules Holland, the keyboardist from Squeeze, is 54. Actress Natasha Kinski, 53. I thought she's the one that hit the tree.
No, that was Natasha Richardson.
Yeah. Oh. Ed Helms from The Office is 37. Misha Barton is 26 from The O.C. And turning 44 today is Mary Lou Retton. Wasn't she the one that did the MaxiPad ads?
No, it was
splits?
Kathy Rigby.
Why did that disturb her so much?
Why do you bring that up? Almost said monthly, but you
well,
really
because
do.
Even when I was a kid, when I found out that these ads were for maxi pads, why she needed to be in a white unitard
on a balance beam
with her legs spread at 10 and 2.
Ernest Borgnine won an Oscar for his role in the film Marty, 1955.
I've never even heard of that.
Should have won something for McHale's Navy. It was a quality show.
That was a great show.
Ooh. All right, Gordo, thank you.
Yes.
Get well soon.
Thank
That's
you.
Muse, 7:33 on the ticket.
Sorry.
Coming up next, planning a Muser's field trip.
The Ticket.